Now, it's time to bring you Rise Up Radio.
Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5, where the next generation of activists and organizers joins the Pacific community to bring you a radio show by youth about youth activism. I'm Stephen, one of today's hosts, and I'm joined today with Kat, Saki, and Nell.
What's up, New York? This is Kat, and you are hearing for the very first time in all of New York City a cut from Michelle and Ndigiochello's forthcoming album, Comfort Woman. The music today is all going to be from this album, which is dropping October 14th. I really encourage you to cop it. She is a beautiful artist, and that's what we're going to be bringing you today in New York. Rise Up Radio, WBAI exclusive. And before we get into the show, I just want to say that we're dedicating this show in honor of the revolutionary leader, fighter, Sophia Bukhari. And her long history, as you've been hearing over the last few days, her long history of revolutionary struggle spanned from her membership in the Black Panther Party in the late 60s to her work as the founding co-chair of the Free Mumia Abu Jamal Coalition and her dedication to this station as a co-producer of Where We Live. And Sophia's passing, recent passing at the age of 53, will be sorely missed.
Stay tuned as we bring you a live report from Palestine. We'll speak with a member of the New York Solidarity Movement for a Free Palestine delegation who was recently shot with a rubber bullet by the Israeli army in Ramallah. Also coming up, a conversation with the Molotov Mouths, an outspoken word troupe, poetry collective from the Bay Area on a mission to make poetry both accessible and political. But first, the latest in youth news.
The University of Michigan announced yesterday that they are changing their undergraduate admission policy in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent affirmative action ruling. Previously, each candidate was assigned a point total. Quote-unquote minority youth were automatically awarded 20 extra points when their applications were reviewed. Race will still be a factor, but the new policy will require an individual review of each prospective student's file. It is unclear whether or not this will have much impact on the demographic makeup of the next incoming class. In Los Angeles this month, police officer Jeremy Morse stood accused of assaulting a black teenager, Donovan Jackson. A passerby filmed Morse slamming Jackson, who was handcuffed, face first into the boot of his police car. Despite this incriminating evidence, the hung LA jury could not come to an agreement, with seven members desiring a conviction and five against. Morse will possibly be retired.
In the Ukraine this week, youth activists from around the globe have gathered to attend Ecotopia, one of the largest international camps in Europe. Each year, participants attempt to create their own ideal society for 2 weeks. They commit to ecologically sound practices and require all persons in the camp to be involved in decision-making. In addition, Ecotopians commit to using an alternative economy, one that is based on the income and standard of living of each person involved, rather than on financial markets. Ecotopia will run through September 3rd. Finally, in Albira yesterday, students from Be'er Zayit University in Israel and supporters of Fatah's youth organization staged a march and sit-in to demand the release of all Palestinian detainees and prisoners. Additionally, the youth activists denounced Israeli strong-arm tactics and called for an end to aggression against unarmed civilians. And that's some of the recent news about and affecting youth around the world.
We actually have a correction. Officer Jeremy Morse will possibly be retried, not retired.
Unfortunately.
This is Saki. Getting into the show, the prospects for peace in the Middle East once again seem distant, while the U.S. government clings on to its roadmap, and New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg displays solidarity by visiting Israel. Israeli occupation and aggression endangers the lives of Palestinians, and most recently, a member of the New York Solidarity Movement for a Free Palestine delegation. Stay tuned as we go live to Palestine with Nasser Hussein and other members of the delegation.
Would you walk a righteous path without the promise of heaven, paradise, streets paved in gold? Would you stay your sister, your brother, man? For another man's greed. 'Cause if you believe that your God is better than another man, how you gonna end all your suffering? 'Cause if you believe that your God is better than another woman, how you gonna end all your suffering and strife? Believe great God gonna come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know life is worth, you look for yours here on earth, it's at hand. 'Cause if you believe that your God is better than another man, how you gonna end all your suffering? 'Cause if you believe that your God,
forgiveness and love.